Take your Bible, turn in Exodus chapter 12 this morning. I appreciate the good singing, the good help to my heart. Exodus chapter 12, we'll start reading in verse number 1, and I'll just read some verses here and preach a little this morning, God helping me. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. You got to remember now the plagues that was God that brought upon the land of Egypt caused the Pharaoh's hard heart, his rejection of God's man, Moses. And God told him, amen, that this is God's plan to get them out. And of course, God's plan always works. And the Bible said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel. He's telling Moses to say this. In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. And your lamb shall be without blemish, the male the first year, and ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and it shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the side post and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they shall eat it, eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And this is what he said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I'll execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord and throughout your generations. And you shall keep a feast by an ordinance forever. Now God told Moses, this is what I want you to go tell Israel. And of course, God, Moses was God's messenger. And I want to remind you of this, that nobody would know what to do unless God told them what to do. And God used a man. God used Moses. Amen. And God told Moses, think about this. You got to get the picture in your mind. There's been 9 plagues. They just went through total darkness in the land of Egypt. All kind of things that fell on them, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart. I think it mentions about 12 times in the hardness of Pharaoh's heart. I don't think it was 2, but 2 times it said Pharaoh hardened his heart. But God hardened his heart because he rejected, amen, Moses' word. And of course, it's set up like this. Amen. God's man now comes. You got to get this in your mind. Amen. He goes to the Israelites and he says here to them, he gets this message from God and gives it to them. And the Bible said here that it was the first of the months. And of course, that would be our March and part of April. And he said, I want you to speak unto Israel the 10th day of this month. They shall take to every man a lamb. Now they got to go get a lamb out of their flock. And he's got to be a male the first year without blemish. Can't have no blemish to him. No defects about it. Amen. He said, I want you to take that lamb and do it according to the house number. I believe I'm right. Thank God that there wasn't... if there was a house that didn't have enough in a house, then they joined with their neighbor. And the way they never done that was. Thank God, because they looked at how many people it take to eat the lamb that they would roast. And we find here that in the text this morning thank God, the households, if they were too little, they got together with their neighbor's house. Amen. And then he said, your lamb shall be without blemish. It's a male. It's the first year. It shows the strength of that lamb. It's all a picture of Christ. It's everything here is a picture of Christ. Amen. But this son, thank God, keeping it until the 14th day. Amen. And notice this, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. He said the whole congregation. But if you look at Moses' instruction, it was them elders, amen, that he spake this to. Thank God, telling them about what God had told him. And he called them out and told the elders that they're to do what he was given by God. And we find here this lamb, amen, was an innocent lamb. It was innocent. You think about the lamb. It was innocent. Think about this. This lamb had done nothing. This lamb had no, thank God, sin. But this lamb was going to be the one that was going to be used that they took out. And that word, my friend, the word kill. Notice how strong that word is. And I want you to kill this lamb. That would be some odd, if I use the word odd or unusual, instruction that Moses would get to the Israelites. Thank God that they would have to do this for the purpose of God to be done in them people being delivered. Amen. Listen, friend, this is a God plan this morning. It's in some man come up with. This is a God plan. Amen. That God set up and told Moses. Amen. The word Moses means drawn out. Amen. Moses was God's man. I won't say this boy. I looked at that word. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. Amen. You know what that word beautiful there means? You take the idea of how pretty they are. That's not what it means. It means how timely are the feet of that man of God bringing that message. Amen. You can hear the gospel. Amen. Listen, in your life there was a time that God gave you a message. Amen. And God used that preacher to preach to you. Amen. That you would hear the message. God, the man of God was Moses here. And he was telling them what they had to do. Amen. To be delivered from the land of Egypt. Thank God. Egypt's the top of the world. Amen. They was living under that pressure of Pharaoh, who's a picture of the devil. Amen. He had them blinded and also had them, my friend, under great distress. Thank God. That's what sin does this morning. He was oppressed. Amen. Jesus was oppressed. That's right. That we might be, thank God, made free from this sin's oppression. And all things is about God's got to judge sin because He's God. And God does judge sin. Hell, if God don't judge sin, He wouldn't be a just God. Because God said sin has to be paid for. Amen. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. And so what God's going to do is, and what He done for us, He punished somebody else for our sin. They took an innocent lamb, thank God, and they massacred that lamb. They slaughtered that lamb. Amen. The word kill does mean that. It's the same word where he was slaughtered in Isaiah 53. Amen. And became, thank God, our sacrificial lamb. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He was one, thank God, that came into a world, amen, willing to take the punishment as an innocent lamb, or, thank God, God's lamb, or the Lamb of God to lay down His life, amen, to be punished for the sins of humanity, that me and you could be saved this morning. It's a simple message, but it's hard for you to come to the fact, thank God, that it was what the Lamb's blood did, amen, and not what you did. And listen, this morning, mankind today has thought of every religion that they possibly can to glorify the religion. I'm a Baptist this morning by denomination. I believe Baptists this morning are baptizers. Amen. They baptize by immersion. Thank God. Because they have been regenerated and born again and saved. Amen. Testifying to a world of people and unite with a local assembly. thank God, by their profession and baptism, thank God that they're one of His. And I believe that. But I'm telling you this, amen. I'm telling you this morning, friend, that thank God that we can't get caught up on the denomination with more truth than what anything is. Thank God this morning. And see what the problem in this day is. Man wants to build his own religion. Why do you think God confused that crowd in Genesis when the Tower of Babel was being built and they tried to make their way to heaven? And God said, I'm going to confound their language. And He did, and they spread abroad in the earth. Amen. What did they say in that text? They said, we want to make a name for ourselves. And a lot of people want to make a name this morning. Hey, God, a religious name. All these buildings going up everywhere. Amen. Where they want people, amen, to come in and feel, hey, God, no guilt or no shame. They don't want a man preaching like this. They don't want the truth of God. They just want somebody to give them a Bible story. Amen. They can drink their coffee and eat their cookies. Amen. And have the smoke in the sanctuary and play some guitar sounds like a rock star and go back home and feel consciously all right. But inside they're dead toward God. They don't know God. And they tell me I was crazy this morning the way I preached. But buddy, I'm telling you, I got a hold of this a long time before they started. Amen. Building golden calves somewhere and having a bunch of people around it worshiping it. Ain't got to run around naked committing fornication and doing what they wanted. I'm telling you, salvation is a free gift to God. But brother, it changes a man the way he lives. It changes the way he looks. It changes, thank God, his inward man. And he loves the brethren. And he loves God. And he ain't trying, my friend, thank God this morning, to find the work that he can do that God would say he's justified by. Because there's not one work that a man's justified by. Here's a sad thing. Here's the truth. When people die, what they say, most people say, they went to church. That's a foolish comment. Brother, I don't go to church. I am the church. Amen. I'm telling you this, friend. It's because somebody enters the back door of the house of God. It has this son. It don't save them. It don't make them saved. I wanted to after I got saved. But I'm telling you, there ain't no truth to that. Amen. If you're born again, you want to be with the flock. Amen. You won't be where God's in. But friend, just those you come in a building don't make you saved. That's foolish. Hey, God, the only way you'll pass from death unto life is through Jesus Christ. And through and by Him you're saved. And no other way can a man be saved unless he meets our Lord. Amen. That's right. Don't come with that stuff, friend. Amen. And then he said, what I want you to do is kill the lamb, and I want you to take the blood and strike it on the sidepost. This would be some unusual instruction to get a crowd of people out of the land of Egypt. They actually put the blood in a basin, and I want you to take some hyssop, which was a weed, and I want you to take, that's what it said here, he said, and I want you to strike the door. I want you to, thank God, apply it. Now, can I say this morning? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. There's a lot of people say, I believe in Jesus. But brother, that's not salvation. Salvation is not in somebody believing in Jesus. Salvation, thank God, is giving their life, thank God, committing their self to Him. Amen. That trust is something to commit us. But I'm listening this morning. I could ask everybody in here, I say, you believe Jesus died? Oh, yeah. Do you believe, thank God, that He shed His blood? Oh, yeah. You believe He laid in the grave 3 days? Oh, yeah. You believe He rose again? Oh, yeah. But if I ask you, had you ever, the blood ever been applied? I mean, has there been a day the blood, thank God, was applied without the application of the blood on the door? Thank God, the firstborn to die in that house. Amen. If there was at least 10 people in the house, probably wasn't never much less than that. Some houses probably had up to 20 people in it. But I will say this, that firstborn in them houses them firstborn, that's right, them firstborn in them houses, thank God, had they to escape, amen, the wrath of God, or to escape death, they had to have that blood applied to that door. That blood, and listen, friend, and listen, they didn't have no priest in that day. That man of that house had to do that. That man of that house, I will say that elder of that house, thank God, he had to apply that blood. Could you imagine a congregation of people standing out? Amen, I don't know if the Egyptians, no doubt the Egyptians had to be some neighbors somewhere around to actually see these Israelites. Thank God, take this lamb out of the flock on the 14th day. They gather around this lamb and they take a knife to its throat and actually massacre, butcher that lamb. Amen. And they get the blood of that lamb and put it in a basin. Amen. And brother, thank God. Amen. That blood in that basin was what was going to be there. Thank God, deliverance. Amen. When that blood was applied to the door, I'm going to tell you this morning. It wasn't only that. When God passed through that land, them Egyptians, friend, hey, friend, listen. They didn't have no blood on their door. Amen. They didn't believe God. He didn't tell them that anyway. He told Moses and the Israelites. But I will tell you this morning. I'm telling you right. Thank God, the only way that they're going to escape death is they're going to have the blood on the doorpost and on the signpost. Amen. It's the only way. There's no other way. You've got to have that. And them and whoever was over that house, they had to apply the blood. They had to. The blood. Listen, that lamb, that innocent lamb, thank God, the blood on the door of the homes where they ate, he said. And of course, at night they roasted the lamb. Amen. It's a picture of suffering. Amen. Everything, listen, they roasted the lamb. Thank God, they didn't eat it raw. Thank God, friend, the lamb had to be baked or cooked. Can I say that? And they ate that lamb. Amen. They had to eat that lamb. Buddy, I'm telling you, are you a partaker of the lamb? Are you a partaker of the lamb this morning? There's a lamb in you. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you this. Amen. I didn't eat much this morning, but what I ate came into me. Hey, God, when they ate that lamb, they became a partaker of that lamb. I'm sad to say today that people have a knowledge of the lamb, but they never have been a partaker of the lamb. Hey, God, where are we partakers? We commune. Hey, God, we associate. Amen. We are in Him and He's in us. And I'm telling you, they had to eat the lamb. That whole house had to. If they didn't eat the lamb, friend, they'd have disobeyed the command of God. Because God said, you're going to have to eat it. Amen. What was left, they had to burn it. Of course, you know they had bones. They didn't eat the bone, but I'm telling you what they had. He said the next morning, he said right there, he said, you got to eat it. Amen. He said, let nothing of it remain until the morning. That which remaineth in until the morning shall burn with fire. And he said, he told them how to eat it. He said, get your loins girded. Amen. He said, shod your feet. Get your staff in your hand. He's saying, we're getting out of here. Hey, we're getting out of here. Hey, God, why do we get out of here? That's the Lamb of God. That's why. That's why people get out to sin. That's why they get out in the world. Hey, God, the Lamb of God. He said, get ready. We're about to travel. Hey, God, we're going to get out of here. Amen. There was so much fear. Hey, God, in that land, friend, they even gave them their own goods. Amen. Before they ever traveled, the Egyptians said, here, take this. That's right. Amen. What was the whole, listen, notice this here. He said, I like this here. I will pass through. I will pass through. Notice that passing through was in judgment. They passed through in judgment. God passed through in judgment. This is what he said. God said this. God said this. Listen to this here. He said, and when I see the blood. Notice the blood was not only, it was a token, he said. It was a sign. If you don't use that word, it was a mark on that door that when he saw the blood on the doorpost and the sidepost, he said, when I see the blood, when God sees the blood, he said, I will pass over. That's where we get our word Passover, where Christ is our Passover. I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy or struck you when I smite the land of Egypt. You see, do you see what Christ went through? That He was an innocent, sinless Son of God. Notice this. Who became or was made sin for us. I'm going to tell you what that means. That means He was made a sin offering. He offered Himself as a sin offering. There had to be sin dealt with. Listen, friend, this morning, you're going to have sin dealt with. You can't be saved, my friend, this morning, unless God deals with your sin. Why'd the Holy Ghost come? He come to reprove men of what? Sin. Because they believe not on me. Thank God, that's why the Lamb was slain. He wasn't slain. He was slain for sin. That's why He killed Him. That's why they had a death. Christ died. Thank God that sin, my friend, would be paid for. Amen. Had to be paid for. Son, every stripe He got. Isaiah 53 said he talked about stripes. Them was whelps, man. Them was things that was put. Them stripes were marks put on His back. His visage was marred. That meant, brother, he couldn't. Listen, His visage was just destructed. I ain't getting on you. I don't bother me if you have them pictures, but they're not, they don't resemble or have any kind of likeness to what the cross was. If you look at that cross and you see that He was massacred, He was butchered, He, my friend, was done worse than any man that ever lived. You know why He done it? He done it for sin. He done it for the sinner, amen, that needed forgiveness. And the only way God could justify a sinner is through Christ dying, the perfect sacrifice, amen, that God would accept, friend, amen, that men would be saved, thank God, through the sacrifice of the Son of God. Here's a lamb being massacred. Amen. To use its blood and to get out of Egypt. Amen. That's right. Isn't it amazing that we're the same way the Israelites were when they got out? First thing they faced trouble, they wanted to go back. Huh? I won't tell you there ain't no shortcuts in this thing. No shortcuts. Notice this here, and I'm about through. He said in this verse, He said, "And when I smite the land of Egypt, in every house in Egypt, there was a dead firstborn, a beast, and a man." That's right. That's right. It's what He said. We've got to let Him go. We'll all be dead men. Amen. Can I give you this? Christ died that you might live. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about spiritually now. So let me give you this. Christ died that you might live. Listen, unto Him. Not just live, but to live unto Him. That's why Christ died. When He was punished for sin. Oh, thank you, Lord. I mean, He gave Himself. I mean, He willingly laid down His own self. Amen. Thank God, friend. He willingly laid down His self. Amen. That a religious crowd that hated Him, that despised Him. My friend, thank God, hung Him on a cross. Right. Think about that. And I tell you this, He died for the drunk. He died for the harlot. He died for the church member that wasn't saved. Right. He died for them. But buddy, who hung Him on the cross? Well, He willingly laid down His life. Our sin did. But that religious crowd that hated Him said, "Away with Him, crucify Him. Crucify Him. Kill Him! Kill Him!" He makes Himself to be God. He's blasphemed. "Art thou the King of the Jews? Thou sayest it." But I'll tell you this, Mr. Pilate. You don't have the power to take my life. I lay it down to myself. That's what He said. He said, the only power you got is God to give you that. If you think about this morning, son, it makes me want to shout. 2019, October 13th, 2019. Why in the world would you come here, somebody like me, sit up here and holler at you? Why would anybody come to church this morning and a man play a piano and a choir, a group of people get to singing, thank God, about being redeemed, and other people come up here and talk about they love Him, thank God, the blood cleansed them, amen. Why, friend? I tell you, it ain't religion. Thank God, it's the Lamb of God, amen. The only thing that holds you together this morning is the Lamb of God. This ain't, listen, friend. Thank God you ain't got preacher religion. If you do, you in a bad shape. Amen. You better have a salvation that was wrought by the Holy Ghost. It's in your heart this morning. If you don't have that, then you don't know who I'm preaching about. But I'm telling you can. But I'm saying this morning. My friend, He came into the world to die. He didn't come. Listen, Jesus healed. But that ain't why He came. Jesus blessed people. That ain't why He came. Jesus done good and everything. That ain't why He came. That's just part of His coming. He come to do that. He showed Himself in great who He was by them miracles He did. Remember Nicodemus said, we know thou art God. No man can do these miracles thou do us. And the Jews require a sign. But I'm telling you, He came into a world, thank God, to die for mankind. Amen. Why He came. That was His ultimate thing He came for. Die for you. He said, I'll use you, Brother Keith. He said, there ain't no way under the sun as sinful, as corrupt, as lost, as wicked and bad as that man is, that he'll ever get to the Father unless I go take his place. He said, he's too depraved. He's dead in sin. He's lost without God. And the only hope he's got, amen, is for me to lay down my life for him. It's to take his place. Amen, is to be his sacrifice. It's to my friend stand in for him. Amen, to offer myself once. Thank God that the Father be glorified. And the Holy Ghost signified. Thank God and give it to us. And show me, amen, my revelation. That it's not of works. It's of the grace of God this morning, amen. Right. It ain't a work, friend. You won't work your way to heaven. You can't do it. You can't join enough churches. You can't go to enough church services to justify yourself by the Holy Ghost revealing Christ to you and who He is. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what. I'm amazed. I stand amazed this morning of how many people sit in this church that God's had mercy on. Amen. To give revelation to, that they can worship the Lamb of God. That's amazing to me, friend. Listen, I'm not throwing off on nothing else as far as these other places. But brother, it's just become a social meeting. Amen. If it's social, I'll go join the social club. Amen. It's not a social meeting. It's a spiritual birth. It's God meet with His people. Hey, God in the Spirit. And because of what Christ did, hey, God, we believe to the saving of our soul this morning. That's right. That's the only way, son. That's the only way. He's got to open your eyes up. And that ain't talking about these two physical eyes. It's talking about the eyes within you to see what He did. Buddy, I'm telling you. You looking at an old boy that would be... I'm just telling you the honest truth. It takes a lot for me to learn something. I mean, I ain't the quickest... learning, and I surely ain't the sharpest pencil in the box. And I'll tell you, somebody says something to me about God, and I say, yeah, I reverence that. Son, when God turned the light on in my soul and showed me how wicked and dirty and rotten and sinful I was, I mean, son, I saw a man that was completely sinful. There wasn't one good thing that anybody could say, thank God, because I'm telling you, I knew already what I was. Why? God cut the light on. He knocked every bit of pride out, knocked every bit of religion out. I didn't have much of that. And I'll tell you what, when he shined a light in on me and showed me Christ as the only Redeemer of salvation, amen. Thank God, Son. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit of God led me to Christ. He opened my eyes up. He showed me who He was. Thank God, He quickened me and made me alive. Thank God, gave me repentance and faith. Thank God, has saved me. That's the only way a man can get in this morning. Right. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. The only way you know you're saved is because somebody lets you know. And it ain't the preacher. And it ain't your brother. And it ain't your wife. It's not the deacons. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you. The Bible reveals it, but the Holy Ghost tells you. The Bible reveals it, but the Holy Ghost speaks. He tells you. When you read the Bible, He speaks. Amen. What a God of heaven. Amen. Gave Himself. And as Abraham and Isaac was going up the hill, Isaac said, "Where is the lamb?" He said, "God will provide Himself. Himself a lamb." Amen. The blessing right there. Glory to God. I love you and appreciate you this morning. Thank God for you. I'm just thankful. This thing's not by works, it's by grace, through faith. You know what people say? I just don't see it the way you do. Well, of course you don't. Your eyes ain't open. That'd be like a blind person naturally saying, "I said, but this carpet's red. Well, I don't see it." Your eyes ain't been open. Your eyes have got to be opened by God. See this truth of God. Amen. Brother Robert said he had something he wanted to say this morning. Did you...